Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sisterson, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by Earth Mama's Apothecary and LittleShaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I want to talk to you about love bombing. Love bombing is what we sometimes call the behavior that occurs during the period of idealization that happens in most narcissistic relationships. Narcissists are intense people, and whatever feelings they are putting out are going to be intense as well. Now, love bombing is usually used in reference to romantic relationships, but it can and often does occur in any type of relationship with a pathologically narcissistic person. Parents can love bomb, siblings can love bomb, friends, and anybody else. The behavior might look a little different than what it would look like if it were coming from a romantic partner, but that doesn't change what it is. Love bombing usually looks like continuous, intense affirmation of how perfect you are and how perfect the relationship is or will be. It often happens very quickly. You might have only known this person a very short time, maybe even only a few days. Suddenly they're talking about how you must be soulmates and how the future is going to look so wonderful. They're going out of their way for you and treating you as if you're the only person that matters in the whole world. Everything is so wonderful and perfect. Not only that, but it feels right. It feels true. This person seems like they are the epitome of everything you've ever needed. If the narcissist is a family member, like a parent, it might feel like they're finally giving you the approval and validation that you've always needed. Nobody is more amazing than a narcissist in the idealization phase of the cycle. You may actually have been through this cycle before with other people or even with this same person. But because you want to believe in the fantasy they're selling you, you take them at their word, even though you know inside that you shouldn't do that. That little voice telling you that it's too soon, or it's too fast, or this person has done this before, just sort of gets ignored. You get sucked in because you want to believe. All the places where you feel empty are suddenly filled, and that is so hard to resist. Especially because most people who become entangled in these situations are vulnerable in some way. They may be predisposed to react to love bombing because of past experience with trauma bonds, either with this person or with somebody else. They may doubt their self-worth for some reason or have other powerful insecurities, and because of that, they're susceptible to the narcissistic person's manipulations. Love bombing usually catches people off guard at first, whether it's because they've just met this person or because they've been in the devaluation part of the cycle with the narcissist for a while. It's often very intense, with people being essentially bowled over or swept off their feet, as the saying is. There may be constant attention, constant compliments, affirmations, validation, extreme future faking, gifts for no reason, and a generally intense focus on you. In this phase, the narcissist often hits you like a bird hitting the windshield, just a sudden, intense collision out of nowhere. People get swept up. They lose control. They crash. This happens because when someone is vulnerable to this kind of attention, they let their guard down. They believe it must be the real deal because it feels so intense. The truth is, they're feeling the intensity of their own love and their own need being reflected back to them. The narcissist is simply a mirror for your own ability to love. Because the narcissist is empty, the amount of love they can absorb is enormous. It's endless. As you are unknowingly pouring your love into this empty black hole, you realize and experience the depth of your own ability to love. People believe they're being loved limitlessly in return because the narcissist is simply mirroring them. The truth is, you're receiving nothing. Whether this is a conscious plot of the narcissistic person is debatable in some cases, but the truth is, it doesn't really matter. The reason it doesn't matter is because it's toxic and abusive regardless. Whether they truly believe the things they're saying until it gets ruined by not being completely and utterly perfect, or whether it's all a scam from the jump, the end result is the same. Narcissism is a spectrum, and while their level of awareness can vary, the motivation for the behavior does not. Some narcissists, such as those on the very far end of the spectrum, are aware that they are purposely manipulating people at times, and others are simply doing what they've always done with no self-awareness whatsoever. Both of these people are doing what they think they have to do to get their needs met, and neither of them care about the victim in this equation at all. This is why it doesn't matter if it's a conscious manipulation or not. Sometimes people get hung up on that, but it really, truly is not important. Self-awareness does not affect the behavior, because you can't force people to feel things they don't feel, and they can't force themselves. Narcissists genuinely don't care at all. Pathologically narcissistic people generally have no true empathy, and they see other human beings as objects to use. Even if they are among those N-spectrum narcissists who are aware of their behavior, it doesn't matter because the reason the behavior is wrong means nothing to them. They therefore have no reason to stop. This is the only way they can relate to other people, and they will continue to do it until they can't anymore. Often, this means until they die. People sometimes believe that if they can show the narcissist that their behavior is wrong or hurtful, they'll stop. This implies the narcissist, A, doesn't know that already, or B, that if they did know, they would care. There's no reason to think that. There is no reason to believe this. They devalue and discard for the same reason they idealize and love bomb, because they're the only ones that matter, and they only care about their needs, period. Love bombing is very painful, specifically because it results in devaluation. People have their defenses down, and they are not prepared for the inevitable fall from grace into abuse that always happens. If you're in a situation where you've only known somebody for a short time, like less than 6 months, and they are already talking about a family or marriage or soulmates or how it will be when you're both 60 rocking on the porch in your rocking chairs together or how perfect you are or how perfect the relationship is, if they are burying you and bombarding you with love notes and texts and emails and calls and flattery and continuous attention, if you feel that the relationship or the person is perfect, if you feel that it's like somehow they've known you all your life, if you feel that it's the most intense relationship you've ever been in, or you've never loved somebody so much, it might be time to slow down, take a step back, and evaluate whether it's possible for all of that to be true. What do you know about this person? How have you verified that? What do they know about you? Is it even possible for them to know you yet, let alone love you? Do their actions match their words? Are they trying to dominate your time and become the focus of your entire life? Because this is not passion, it's not protection, it's possession. If the love bomber is someone you're already entangled with, like a parent or a spouse, ask yourself what would make this time different from any other time this has happened. Has the person done anything to prove they will not devalue you again? Had they somehow become a different person? Have you? If neither of those things have happened, why should you believe anything will be different? It's unlikely that it will be. Remember, if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. And an abusive narcissist suddenly deciding that their victim matters is definitely too good to be true. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I do take appointments online or over the phone, so if you'd like to speak with me one-on-one, visit littleshaman.org and click the bookings tab to schedule an appointment, or you can use the link in the information section for this video. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.